KO4 in UAE. Good morning, Shane. How are you?
How are you, Chad? I'm doing well, thank you. Just a little tired. Just got home, sat down at the desk for a minute.
Didn't say. You sound a little tired. Night shift, this boy, I'm telling you. Did some night shift work in the military and went for some training at Fort Stewart, Georgia. And the training was pretty sensitive, so we did all our training at night for 28 weeks. And that was horrible. I just don't see how you do it. But I commend you for doing it, but my goodness, it messes with everything.
But it has its perks too when considering the alternative, you know. And again, I don't have to stay on it. I can do this for 6 months and change back if I want to. So anyway, I was just looking at some pictures of my son-in-law. His truck, he went off the road this morning, hydroplaned on his way to Charlotte up there on 74. And it was a work trip. It's his truck, but they require him to have one, so I think their insurance is going to cover it, and they actually pay for it. But he's not happy. He's fine, which is good, but boy, that truck was pretty messed up.
Just remind him that, you know, it could have been a lot worse. You know, could be worrying about how to fix or replace him. But it's, you know, I'm sorry he had an accident. That's always, you know, always hurts pocketbook and pride a little bit. I get it. But, you know, he is unscathed. So that's a lot.
That's the most important thing. But once you get past that and you realize that, then you start looking at your vehicle. But I saw several of those this morning on the way back from Atlanta. There was several cars in the wall or in the ditch. Even saw a tractor trailer that was bobtail, and he was off in the ditch in the middle of the median down there in Anderson. And you know, bobtailing's the worst thing to do when it's raining. Those trucks are not very stable when it rains like that.
Well, about 2 years ago, my dad bought a brand new Dodge 2500. He had it about 2 weeks, and he stops off here close to the house, this little hot dog joint in O'Neill. Got two hot dogs, and got back in the truck and was trying to eat one of the hot dogs when he crossed the road, and did not see the guy coming, you know, to his right. So pulled out in front of a school district work van full of tools, and just destroyed the truck, knocked the engine completely out of, I mean, the engine from the school district's van was laying underneath the vehicle on the ground. He hit him so hard, and, you know, Daddy was upset about the truck, and, you know, I just told him, hey, I'm glad you're okay, but, and let me let this drop.
Full quieting. I'm not sure what that was.
So, when we got the vehicle out of the tow yard, I took. Hang on. Found a weenie in the floor from the hot dog. I gotta call you back, Shane.
Clarified where that was from, and for that, okay.
Okay, KO4 in UE.
Okay.
In the welding shop, we've got a big plywood sheet painted up nice, you know, got trim on the corners of it, and, you know, and it's called the Hightower Wall of Shame. So every time we make a costly mistake, you know, we put whatever part or whatever piece that was involved in the mess up goes on the Hightower Wall of Fame. So Dad's got one side of the wall, and I've got the other side of the wall. And so we make a big joke out of, you know, who has the most on their wall. So when the vehicle came out of the tow yard, I found that old dried up weenie in the floorboard. And it was missing the end of it because he took a bite off of it. So I've got an old piece of a dried up weenie and the Dodge 2500 chrome sticker off the right quarter panel of the vehicle. So we got that stuck up there with a piece of weenie. I guess you just had to be there, but it's pretty funny.
I can imagine that is a funny story. Think about radio, you laugh while you're listening to the story, and then you get your turn to talk, and you're done laughing, so it's hard to tell, but that is funny. And you know what? If you live long enough, you're going to have lots of things you can hang on a wall like that.
Well, my son is, we're in the process of kind of turning the shop over to him. We're not ready to just, you know, give him full rein. We're just going to, you know, keep him under observation, what we call it. And see, you know, kind of see how he does or what he does with it. But we're definitely going to have to put him a section up on the wall for the Wall of Fame. So, you know, I think I might do that tomorrow.
Thinking about him doing his testing and things like that for the welding. And I heard you mention Hartness. You guys do some work for Hartness?
I probably shouldn't have mentioned that. I didn't know I said that. But that's who we're trying to work with.
I didn't mean to make that public. Yeah, there's some good people over there. I went over there, delivered and picked up, went over there twice a day for the last 3 years until I went tonight. So I got to know a lot of the people over there.
So they're going to come out and take a look at the shop next week and then, you know, make sure that we are what we're broadcasting, you know. Which I get, I understand. And then he says after that, then we'll invite you over to see our facility. Which the way I take that is, okay, we won't come look at yours. And if we invite you to ours, then you know you're good to go. So I get it. I see how that works. But the guy we're working with, he's pretty, you know, how do you say it, he says what he means, and I really like that, and, you know, working with another man, say what's on your mind, don't matter how bad it is, let's just, you know, get it out in the open, let's deal with it, and I need to know exactly what you're dealing with, you know, especially when money's involved. So, and he seems to be that way, so that's encouraging. And we're gonna make some barbecue ribs and some barbecue chicken and schedule him to come out at lunchtime with the plant manager. So he said, boy, y'all getting off to the right start. I just laughed. I said, I know how this works, but...
Yeah, they're an amazing company. I'm sure you know their backstory, how they got started and all that. But, man, they've got some neat things they make in there. I've seen some of the machines. They took me around and gave me a little tour one night just of some of the stuff they're working on. It's very impressive. And the precision work on that stuff, I mean, because, you know, they're running products through those machines for sorting and packing and packaging and bottling and all that. They make those things, and they make them to... you know, customer specs. It's amazing what those things will do.
Yeah, well, like I said, my son's getting ready, so we'll see what happens.
Good. I wish him well. That'll be good. Oh well, Sorry I brought that up. I didn't realize it was, I heard you say it. I'll just keep that on the down low from now on. How about that?
Oh, no, that's not on you, bud. That's on me. I didn't realize I'd said it. I must have said it during the net last night, but I don't know. My mind was tired, I guess. But it's no worries at all. It's just, anyway, we'll just leave that there. But what you got scheduled for the rest of the day?
That's what I've got scheduled, and I hope it works out. I just wanted to, I hope Patrick's listening, because I had to have a cup of tea this morning just to kind of warm up from all the cold rain, and came back here and sat down for a few minutes. I was listening about your radio, I heard the whole story there. I heard you a couple different nights talking about it. I have a CB radio. It's an older one, but I found that it works like that, too. I had it in my truck. I need to put it back in my work truck just to have it in there for going down the road, but I disconnected the negative from the power one time. I'm not sure how, or it came loose or something, and the radio just stayed on. So I think it must be have an internal ground, like you were talking about possibility with the Kenwood.
Roger that. I figured that out, which is going to be an issue. For what I'm trying to do with it, I just kind of work my way through that, I guess. But you know, it's always something with these things. But anyway, get you some. So they make curtains that are for people that do night shift work. We've got a set. I've got some significant issues with sleep. So we've put a set in a bedroom. They're a heavier curtain. Blocks out, all of the light. And believe it or not, they kind of help with the sound a little bit. Absorb sounds in the room. So I just, got to sleep during the day. Pull those things shut, and that keeps the sunlight out, and usually can, got me a little machine that makes some white noise, and or turn on a YouTube video with, they got a bunch of sleep videos on YouTube that, put you right out. So if you're having problems dealing with the night shift, hey, give it a shot. Those things, they really helped me.
Familiar with them. I don't know that Beth would want me to do that in our bedroom, so I'm actually sitting back here in my office. Radio room is the third bedroom. There's not a bed in it right now, but I've actually considered putting a little bed in here, and it'd be easy to cover these windows up. There's three in here, but they've already got some pretty heavy curtains on it, and it is darker back in here. I've considered that. I don't know. I might do that. But the problem is my radios are back here, and I might get distracted.
Turn them off.
Because you could do that.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. I understand. I get it.
I'm sorry, Chad. I've enjoyed it. I need to go to bed. I do need to turn them off. I hope you have a good day, and thanks for the conversation. I really enjoyed it, and wish I could stay around a little longer on the net and chat, but just getting too far away or something. I think I have a microphone issue, and I don't know if it's the push-to-talk button or if it's a cord in there, but it works great a lot, and then I'll try to check into the net, and I did that last night. Had the repeater full quieting sitting there on the yard, and I tried to check in, and you didn't acknowledge me, and I think that's what happened. Maybe it didn't get any audio come across, but I need to figure that out. You have a good day, Chad. We'll talk to you later. KO4NUE, N4ZLK.
Roger that. Just real quick before you go, Shane, what kind of mic is it? I got some extra hand mics here at the house. What is it?
261A. I think Kenwood uses a lot of the same ones for the different radios.
I've got, I got two of them laying around. I'll figure out, it's got a DTMF pad on it.
I use it for the like adjust the power. If I have to kick it up to high power, I've got it set on that instead of having to go into the menu. But Patrick offered one I could try to see if that's what it was. So, but I problem is just getting up with anybody. But we'll work something out.
Yeah, well, I'll let you go, bud. And but whatever I can do to help you, just let me know. I'll be glad to meet you somewhere. But 73, and get some good rest. Nice talking to you. KO4NUE, clear.
73, Chad, and good night. N4ZLK.
CXS Mobile with me.